This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The European Union Commission was reportedly considering giving the United States a larger share of their existing quota for hormone-free beef, taking it from a portion being filled by other countries. My answer to that would be nuts, the same one they gave the Germans when the 101st was asked to surrender at Bastogne. They obviously do not get it. They can take their hormone-free beef quota, along with their precautionary principle, fold it in half, and stick it in a dark place. They either open their markets to the same beef, pork, corn, and everything else that U.S. consumers eat, or we hit them so hard with trade sanctions their teeth would rattle. It was the European Union and their precautionary principle that was the root cause of most phytophony trade barriers in the world. I know that I am sounding like Trump, but George W. is responsible for the closed European Union egg markets. He was so worried over their support for our wars that he let trade go to heck with them. China saw that and said, look what the Americans will tolerate with Europe. We can do that too. Their offer to give a few crumbs and a slice of quota for what is a specialized product in this country was insulting and should be met with fire and fury in a trade response. The milk issue is a tough one in negotiations with Canada for NAFTA. I frankly thought that they would give in on the tariff, but it would be politically very costly for them to do so. There are many Canadian dairy farmers who went into debt to buy the quotas in their supply-managed system that would frankly be put at risk if the tariff on Class 7 milk is dropped. Canada is the United States' best customer for dairy, as we ran a $418 million trade surplus with them on milk, cheese, and other dairy products. They do not see themselves getting credit for it. Instead, we stubbornly overproduced and we want them to absorb it, calling them protectionist. That is their perspective. I hope that we can find a compromise. The Canadian people do not want to give up their own dairy industry, but they fear will happen. If Trudeau concedes on the milk tariff, that may result in as much or greater political loss for him than not getting into NAFTA. Now that President Trump has found out that they hid the document from him about dropping NAFTA, he's going to want another draft put on his desk. He may yet sign it. The Federal Reserve is poised to move interest rates another increment higher this month. But higher rates are no longer a consensus, as St. Louis Fed Bank President James Bullard says that the rate hike should take a time out. He is concerned over the flat yield curve, suggesting that the Fed is fighting the bond market. Inverted yield curves have predicted recessions. He says that the bond market is telling them that they do not need to further increase rates short term. He sees the current strong economic data as what it looks like when near a top preceding a slowdown. Even Ben Bernanke is concerned over recession in 2020. A subscriber put a pencil to how much the RFS RIN waivers reduced corn demand. $2.25 billion in RFS RIN waivers is the equivalent of about 900 million bushels of corn, which would have been material to better prices. I was disappointed with President Obama on ethanol. He would never even utter the word like there was something wrong with it. However, his administration rejected RIN waiver requests, did not propose adding RINs to exports, and boosted CAFE standards, which supported ethanol demand. They too frustrated us with no E15 vapor waiver. So when Trump waltzes into Iowa and, after palling around with the Branstads, starts telling us how much he loved ethanol, that was refreshing. I could see why the ethanol industry appreciated the change in tone. So what do we have now? We have a president who says that he loves ethanol, but who has allowed issuance of 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers that undermine the RFS, which is visible in the comparative price of unleaded gas and ethanol today that cost us 900 million bushels of corn demand. He and Secretary Perdue have tried to talk Grassley into assigning RINs to ethanol exports to water it down some more. They held approval of the E15 vapor waiver past the summer fuel regulation period while saying that they still need to give refineries something in order to approve it. Trump also is reducing CAFE standards, which will hurt long-term ethanol demand. High compression engines for higher mileage need ethanol. This is how Trump shows love to the ethanol industry. Trump's promise made on the RFS, Trump's promise not kept. Trump is now seeing ethanol supporters wearing blue hats with Make the RFS Great Again on them, because he is dismantling it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.